Edward Bernays, the man who was dubbed the father of public relations, died this week at the age of 103. He was a nephew of Sigmund Freud, was born in Vienna, Austria, later made New York City his home. Edward Bernays became one of the most influential people in the business of influencing the public. On the line is Professor of Communications at American University here in Washington, D.C., Suzanne Rochwalb, who is currently writing a biography of Edward Bernays. Professor, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you.
And what did he do to change the public relations business?
He learned about moving people to action. He called himself Public Relations Counsel, which was different than flack or publicist or whatever it was that some show business promoters had called themselves. And as counsel, what he was stepping back and saying was he was going to do a more thorough job. And using social science research and psychology, he turned this into a profession that could really have impact.
He's sometimes also called the father of opinion polls.
He used survey techniques and opinions to effectuate change. For example, he had a fruit client that was trying to sell bananas. And he polled leading physicians to find out what nutritional ingredient bananas had that he could capitalize on. He got the answer that bananas contain something that is very important in the digestion of children. And that was published. Results of medical polls show that, and people ran out and bought bananas.
Professor Rochwalb, this would open up a whole other conversation, and one day probably should, but you must realize, surely, that to a lot of Americans, this is a very dark science that Edward Bernays perfected.
It wasn't snake oil, though, because he really was concerned about doing proper research and organizing a campaign and setting a plan and having it evaluated at the end in terms of how well he did. He did use a formula, and there were clients that he would refuse if he was not in agreement. Franco wanted to hire him to work in the Spanish propaganda about the Spanish Civil War. He wouldn't take that client.
Professor Rochwalb, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Suzanne Rochwalb, Professor of Communications at American University in Washington, D.C.